kind of formed wherever there's a, it's kind of like a sphere, maybe a little bit of onion or green pepper mixed in it. You cook them in deep fat.
Hush, that's called hush puppies.
Yeah, you like those? What do you usually eat those with?
Fish.
Oh, ever heard the term corn dodger?
I have heard it, but I've never used it.
You know what it is?
I think that it was small cornbread dropped down in boiling liquid like a turnip greens.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. My grandmother always makes that.
I never have fixed it.
When I come here, it's really good. Well, the two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store, and the kind you buy at the store you call
bulk bread.
What's the thing that's fried in deep fat and got a hole in the center?
A donut.
Any other name for it? Say it's in another shape or something?
There probably is, but I'm not familiar with the name.
You don't hear it used around here?
No.
Now, sometimes you might make a batter and fry three or four of these at a time. Say for breakfast, you might put syrup and butter on them.
Pancakes.
Any other? Ever
flapjacks.
Which is a more common term around here?
I think pancakes now.
Have you ever heard them called griddle cakes?
Yes, I've seen recipes called griddle cakes, but I just haven't used that term.
You don't hear it used much around here? What about fritters? Ever heard that term?
Corn fritters. Sometimes I mention that is the cornbread is a fritter because we cook it kind of like a pancake, and I say corn fritters.
So that's not the same thing as a pancake, is it at all?
To me, it isn't.
Say you went to the store, you know, to get some flour, and say you bought 2 pounds
of flour, 2 bags of flour.
What would you use to make the bread that's not baking powder or soda? You want to cut a little packet of dry
bread. Yeast bread.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the inside part of the egg there?
The yolk.
Yeah, what color is that?
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. Now, say you cooked them in hot water, what do you call them?
A boiled egg.
And if you crack them and say let them fall out of shells in the hot water?
That's a poached egg.
Let's see, sometimes fat, salt pork is called?
Fat bag, white meat, streakling.
Yeah, what's the difference between those terms?
I think the fat bag is just pure fat. There's no lean in it. And when you streak of lean, you have a streak of lean and some fat. And I think white meat would cover both of those, really.
It covers both of them. What do you call it, the breakfast?
Bacon.
Is that the same thing as streak of lean?
That's the same as the streak of lean, only it's been smoked. Or has this liquid smoke on it, you know. That gives it a different flavor.
Have you ever heard that salt pork call anything like side meat or sow belly or anything?
Yes, I've heard those terms.
Or are those fairly common? Are they passing out? I don't hear very much.
I don't hear it. I don't believe our younger people would know what you were talking about.
Yeah. The outside of the bacon, it's hard to chew, is it?
A rind or skin.
And let's see. The kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Sausage?
Yeah, and if you went to the man who cuts that and makes it, he's a
butcher.
Mm-hmm. And if the meat is kept too long, you say the meat is done. What?
Spoiled? Mm-hmm. Or rancid?
Which of those words would you use most?
Well, it's...
Do they mean the same thing to you?
Rancid to me is a little different from spoil, because spoil is more or less sour or something like that, and rancid.